Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Dr. Donald Evans. Dr. Evans is from Mississippi. He will talk about Dr. King. He is also an activist himself. He also had a newspaper for a long time that was all over the country. We'll discuss that in more detail. And the National African Uniting Families American Family Reunion Association is something he started, and it's abbreviated TAAFRA. www.taafra. He also will talk about, if he wants to, the original Million Man March. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine, sister. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Evans. I guess we'll start with some history. You're still an activist, and would you let people know the name of your newspaper that was known all over the country?
Yes. The name of that newspaper, it is no longer in circulation now. We're getting ready to bring it back into circulation. The name of it is the Cutting Edge News, and it's a prison ministry publication. I'm also the founder of the National Association of Brothers and Sisters In and Out. That's a prison ministry. And our website for getting our families together. You gave them that. That's the National African American Family Reunion. And those two websites is very important. There is one other one that I want you to understand that also has equal importance to what it is that we are attempting to do. You know, black people are very, very addicted to sports. We are a very sports-oriented people. And all of our athletes that get into the pro sports and get paid millions on millions of dollars to play and entertain the nation, that money never has the power of changing the condition of our people. So we have organized the National Economic Sports Alliance, and that's amateur sports. And the purpose of that is to also raise monies in order to help to change the condition of our people. But the main thing it is to try to get all of our children closer in to us in order to keep them out of trouble and to keep them away from killer cops and drugs and guns and what have you that's out on the streets. So I'm a man that is really involved in bringing change. But I want all of those in the listening audience to understand. You're talking to a man who is 91 years old. I was born 91 years ago in Arkansas. I'm originally from Rising, Arkansas. And I was raised in Warren, Arkansas. When I graduated from high school in Warren, I left Arkansas, Los Angeles, where my mother was, to join her there. She left me there to finish high school because she didn't want me to go with her to be involved in going to a large community high school in a major city like that with a little country boy like me. So she figured it would be better to leave me at home until I graduated. So that's what I did. And I was 17 and a half years old. 6 months later, when I turned 18, I received draft notice from Uncle Sam because the Second World War was still going on, and I was drafted in the Second World War at that time. And I stayed in the military for 26 years. I got married and became the father of 6 children. I am now the father, naturally, of those same 6. I have 11 grandchildren, 8 grandchildren, and I have 3 great-great-grandchildren. So my tree is still growing.
Yes, sir.
My purpose in life is to get all of us in the like minds to join the National African American Family Reunion Association in order for us to raise the resources and start to creating the businesses, creating the jobs, creating new communities in order for ourselves and making sure that we keep our eyes and ears and our minds and our heart and our souls and our spirits focused on the God of creation, our God. So having the opportunity to speak on the radio and to have my voice heard there in the part of Florida where you are living is a blessing for me at any time that I can get my voice out on the air. So please feel free to ask me any question about what it is that I'm doing. You go right ahead.
Yes, sir. All right, I will, sir. Well, we talked about the cutting edge and your organization, TAAFRA, www.taafra, is the National African Uniting Family, the National African Uniting Families American Family Reunion Association.
Let me say, listen, it's the National African American Family Reunion Association.
Okay. All right, thank you. And it's www.taafra.com. Is there another website, sir, if you'd like to say it again?
Yes.
There was the second one.
It's the National Association of Brothers and Sisters in and out of prison.
Yes, sir.
That's a prison.
A lot of black people are in prison because of the laws. Very discriminatory law.
Yes, and the last one is that Sports Alliance. And that's really important because we're talking major business outlets here. We're talking about opening stores where we will generate the paraphernalia, you know, like the jackets, the caps, the uniform, the shoes, and all of that. We will generate those kinds of products. But we will also have the stores that will be selling those products to ourselves. Rather than putting all that money and spending a lot of money on the pros, and you saw what happened when Cap took a knee, quarterback that used to
be. He was fired by Mr. Donald Trump. Yes, sir. He was fired by Mr. Donald Trump.
And you know what the president stated when he stated about those athletes that took that stance in order to bring attention to the fact about our children being killed and the cops and you know, and that kind of thing. It was to bring attention to that.
And
it was a piece of demonstration. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And the president refers to each one of those brothers as being SOBs. So, and you know, when you're disrespectful toward any citizen of the United States, presidential. I mean, it really hurt me because he is my commanding chief. That's who President Trump is. He is the commanding chief. And he's my commanding chief. And when I have a lot of children that I teach and I talk to on a regular basis. And when they ask me, why would the president say that about athletes that look like me, the children ask me that, then I have to explain to them is that the presidency, office that the president is holding down. And if you behave unbecoming to the presidency, you will be an embarrassment to America all over the planet. So we have to be careful to understand and to try to, when you got to teach children that America is worthy of being loved. I mean, I love this country. I love this country because the foundation that this country sits on was built by our people. Our slave labor is what built the foundation, the strongest foundation of any other nation on this planet. People's blood is in this soil. And there's no way in the world that we can walk away from that. We would be a disgrace to our own people if we turn our back on America. But that does not mean that we have to accept any kind of treatment. No, that is not something that we're going to do. But I teach the children to love this country. And
yes, sir.
I may be criticized by others in the country about how can you love this country with the things that's going on and the things that's being said about black people. I said I could very easily do that. I mean, I don't have to get down to the level of the haters. I don't plan to do that. That isn't my goal in life of this country, and I'm not embarrassed, and I don't apologize to anybody for how I feel. And I teach that to the children because I don't want them incarcerated. I don't want them being around guns and around drugs and all of these kind of things. I want them to get a decent education. And I don't want them to be in a problem in school. And that's what I teach. So you may ask me anything because I get long-winded.
So I have to ask this question, Dr. Donald Evans. And I want everyone to know, you need to look up Dr. Donald Evans. He's from Mississippi. So you need to do some research on Mr. Donald Evans, everyone, even you grown people. This is history here. This gentleman is history. He's the present time. And this is a very great man. Great man. Did a lot for black people. A whole lot. And still doing a whole lot at 90. How old did you say you were, sir? 91 or 92?
I'm 91. I will be 92 on the 7th of November coming.
Yes. Do some research, people. Great man, great man. One of the people, he's one of the reasons people have what they have, not able to do the things that they do now. Okay, so so basically the question I'd like to ask, why do you consider Mr. Donald Trump a base, a lightning rod for capitalism, lightning rod for racism? I mean, I can see the venom coming from Mr. Trump.
I want you to understand something. And President Trump gets blamed for a lot of things. And
he didn't start racism, and it's not going to end with him.
A lot of things that he gets blamed for, he brings that on himself. But I want everybody to understand, President Trump is not the one that caused all the people in this country that hate us. That was here before he was even born. I mean, we didn't come here by the Statue of Liberty. We came here by the slave block. Transatlantic slave system by all of those European countries that participated in the transatlantic slave system that killed millions of our people to bring us here to provide the free labor. And at that time, it was free labor for life. That was the source.
Yes.
And I want you to understand something else, too. There were many white people that came here in a peasant state that was indentured servants, the same way they came out of Europe. They were poor before they got here, and they stayed poor for a long period of time after they got here. Always done by the people in power, the leaders of the Catholic Church, the leaders, the queens and kings of Spain, France, England, Portugal, all of these people who were in power at that particular time are the ones that put us in the transatlantic slave system and brought us here to these
yes.
America.
But I believe that they did put the rope around our necks, that they had them do it, they influenced them to do it. I believe that, sir. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, the thing is that even where we live now, all throughout the South, and indeed into the North, we live in the worst condition of any other people in America, in spite of the fact it was our families that sacrificed to build the foundation that this nation sets on. I don't care whether you are a mega church or whether you're a mega corporation or what have you. It's all the same thing. You couldn't have a mega church or you couldn't have a corporation if our people had not been the ones that sacrificed to build a foundation that this nation sits on. So there isn't anything that say, and this is a term that I want you to understand, where I live, I want it to be as beautiful for anybody else here, wherever they live, their communities and what have you. They are beautiful communities, and they build their communities, put fences around them, put gates on them, keep anybody out of them. They don't want them, and I don't blame them, because they want the most beautiful. Is that I am very, very resentful over the fact that they behave as if that was magic, that they got those things. They got those things because of the foundation of this nation. And where we live, my thing is teaching. I want this to be the most beautiful thing. I'm not interested in pushing nobody else out of what they have built. But I am trying to get all of our families together that think the way that I am thinking about what we can do for ourselves, where we can raise the resources among ourselves. And black knives, that's what I called it. I said, we want the black knives where we live. And that term blackenization is another way of saying beautification. I want it to be as beautiful as anything anybody else has for their families. I don't want my children growing up being endangered by all of the drugs and what have you that come into our communities conveniently. Because when you don't have jobs, enough employment to employ all of the males in our society, and there's adequate drugs that gets into where they are, then they're going to sell drugs. They're going to do whatever they can do to make money. So you have to really be careful whenever you start to point in fingers about what's going on with the black man in America. But I can tell you one thing. There's no guns pointed at it. There's no guns pointed at Dr. King, Malcolm X, and Brother Evers. These brothers have paid the price, and I am now living the longevity of all of them. I have to make something happen. I don't have a choice. Dr. Claude Anderson. I don't know if that's a term name that you're familiar with, but Dr. Claude Anderson. Another one is Brother Umar Johnson. And
yes,
also,
sir.
Brother over the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan. Each one of these individuals is talking about positive improvement of where we live right here in the United States of America. And this, I assure you, will benefit our country whenever we can get all of these things that's negative in our communities out of our communities and stand up like
yes,
men
sir.
And have jobs where you can work and come home to your family each day. That's what I stand for, sister.
Yes, sir. That's what you stand for, and that's why you're on Show Talk with Angela Butler. One of the things that I've been working on for almost 10 years is, you know, it started before me, but helped work on my show is criminal justice reform. And they did get some criminal justice reform to federal, but it doesn't really affect the state level. So, because the laws, you shouldn't give somebody a life sentence, two life sentences, or a life sentence in 20 years when they didn't kill anyone, they didn't molest anyone, they didn't rape anyone. Serial killers get less time than some black people are getting for drug crimes. They're getting life sentences plus 20 years.
One thing we have to understand, the justice system in the United States of America has never been in favor of black people. And a lot of times, our young men, when they get in trouble with the justice system, and they get into court, and they get nothing close to justice. They think that they're being mistreated when they say, well, I didn't get justice when I was in court. You didn't have any justice that was going to come to you before you committed the crime. The thing is that you can't commit a crime and not think that you're not going to pay for it in this society that we're living in. So we need to raise our children better in order to get them not to fall into that trap, because that isn't anything but a trap sitting there, because very seldom are you going to go in court, even when a cop shoots you and you don't have a weapon nowhere near you, and they will find some way to say that that was in the line of duty, that he did that or she did that, because it doesn't always have to be a male cop. Neither does it always have to be a white cop. It may be a black cop. The same thing.
Yes, sir.
It's going to protect the cops, because the cops are there to keep us away from white people, invading white people. That's what the cops have always been, because the cops was born out of those slave catchers all the way back to the days of slavery. You need to study. You need to read. You need to know your government. And that is one fault that we really have, is not understanding the government of the United States of America. How are your laws made? How many laws have they ever put on the books that you can Google? A lot of people like Google, so ask Google these questions. How many laws is on the books right now that was introduced?
They have stuff on Yahoo also.
Yeah, ask how many laws is on the books right now that was introduced by the Black Caucus that actually got to be signed into law, and see what Sister Google will tell you. That has to change.
Yes, sir.
That really has to change, because it's one thing that you have to understand about the two legislative branches of Congress, the House of Representatives of Democrats and the Senate Democrats. Just like the Republican Democrats, I mean Republican Senate and Republican House of Representatives, we are never at the table where the decisions for neither one of those parties are made. We don't shape nothing. and Minister Brother Claude Anderson is now stating that we should separate into a political party where we will have our own strength, so that whenever we have influence that will be needed by either one of the other bodies in order for them to be the majority against the other body, they will have to come to us in order for them to leverage us to help them. But then we will have the opportunity to say, well, then how is that going to benefit us? Because right now we can't ask anything and get it for sure. And you will find out right away how many people in the Congressional Black Caucus is bought by white money when they're running for office. Because every time they want some of them to speak out against Minister Farrakhan, some of them will do that because their political life depends on white money. And I'm speaking something that
yes,
I know.
Sir.
I'm not speaking something that I heard, and I'm telling you about behavior. I'm telling you about a lot of things that you look at. You're looking at people's behavior. You're not looking at the real essence of the people. And the reason why many of our mega churches' voices are quiet is because many of our mega churches are receiving money from the government. And they can't speak up because if you're considered to be political, then you lose your 501c3 status. Be silent and tell you that I'm trying to do everything that I possibly can to make sure that Dr. King's dream, as a lot of us call it, some others call it a nightmare.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Malcolm X spoke for it, and he was killed. Every time a black man step out there and start being successful, I have had people ask me,
"Tore down." That tore down. Black woman is abused and mistreated, and children are killed too by white people.
Of course.
But then they're killing black women. They're abusing black women. They're killing black women's children and the black man's children. So I you know, black women go through racism too. A lot of racism, and that's why sometimes marriages don't work because of discrimination. The pressure of being married and discrimination kind of just tears them apart, marriages apart, relationships apart.
Well, we haven't got to break.
Black women are discriminated against to no end. Dr. Evans, I just want you to know that Miss Sandra Bland, the man was charged. They got him for perjury, but Miss Sandra Bland, I don't know if you know it, Dr. Evans. Do you remember hearing about her, knowing about her, Miss Bland?
Yes, you know
the black lady that was found in the prison with the hanging with the plastic bag over her head. Her, yes, sir. She was murdered. I really believe that. I don't believe she killed herself. She was moving from Chicago to Texas. Texas. I'm gonna say this, and I hope I'm not wrong for this, but whenever someone says there are a radio announces a lot of black people here, like from the radio station I listen to in Alabama. And they said the majority of the population, about 90% or 80% of the population is black. That's when the crime starts. That's when starts becoming a hood, and things like that. It's like some kind of way to get into those neighborhoods, either through drugs or it's hard to explain. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yes, they figure out a way
to get into where most of the blacks live. I've seen them do it right here where I live at. Once they get in, and they get the drugs in, and they get the different races of people in, they start. The neighborhoods become bad neighborhoods because of drugs. They'll put drugs in. You're right. The black man is going to do whatever he can to make money. But you should be looking at Texas. There's a lot of children murders out there. It's black people being killed, sometimes by black people. There's been hangings out there.
Let me say this, sister. We are somewhere from 40 million people, 40 million people plus. We're somewhere in that population. That's greater than the majority of black countries on this planet. That's a great, terrific market that we own as a people. Our problem is harnessing, taking advantage of that market. That's jobs, even the hair industry. All of our sisters that buy hair, that hair is coming from foreign land in most cases.
Yes, sir. It is.
And our sisters want to be beautiful, of course. We want them to be beautiful, of course. Many dollars that is made by selling drugs buy hair to go on some of these sisters' heads that buy the convertible cars that they ride around in with their hair blowing like other ladies' hair blowing. And it's all by pride. But it's people that study our behavior and turn around and market something to us. And we stand around like we don't have any control over it, what have you, because we don't educate right. We know that we don't produce any drugs. We don't manufacture any guns. We don't manufacture any bullets. But yet and still, those things are always available to our children, to our young men, and to the ones who are living the lives of crime among us. And these are not strangers. These are not strangers who are living the life of crime among us. They come out of our families. That's the reason why I'm so adamant about us getting our families together. If we can get the families together, then we can train the families and help the families to identify those in the family who are inappropriately behaving wrong. And if we tell them that we do everything that we can to help you to stop standing around these stores and sucking on them tall beer cans all day and wasting away your life, program together all across this nation, a sports program that will get those young men standing around these Asian stores that's in our communities and what have you.
Yes, sir.
Selling alcohol to our people. And then when they're asked to help anything in the community, they don't spend one dime. So
there aren't a lot of jobs for black people either.
The things that I'm saying because we're going to do everything we can with this sports alliance, get around playing cards or dominoes or chess or checkers or what have you, to get them to come into playing sports again while they're still young enough in order to play their way away from the endangered things that's in our community. We have to clean up our community. We can't expect the police force to do it. It's a job that black men have got to do themselves. And I tell
the Black Panthers tried to do that. The Black Panthers tried to do that, and a lot of them are in prison, such as Mr. Mumma. He's finally getting a new trial.
I'm familiar with that behavior. And the Black Panthers were not the only ones that was trying to this and all of that and ran into J. Edgar Hoover taking the lid off and giving police the authority to really murder a lot of those Panthers. And that really happened. And you can do the research the Freedom of Information Act and find out that what I'm telling you is the truth. Fred Hampton there in Chicago was killed dead. These things happened and nobody was ever went to jail for it. And a lot of the gangs in Chicago that is being blamed for gang violence is not necessarily gang violence. There's some other things going on there in Chicago. But the thing is that we have some of the smartest brains, nation, bar none, in existence right now.
We have the what?
We're not listening to our wise people. Our scholars are our wise people. And if Dr. Ben had lived long enough to write the Black Bible, that he has said it's time now for a Black Bible, men like Dr. King and Margaret Evers and all of that would be in our book, in a Black Bible, as our wise people. I mean, this planet is not as complicated as people think it is. But you have got to study. You cannot continue to refuse to investigate. But if it's anything that you need to know, anything, the government of the United States of America, because it is the government of the United States of America that is at fault for much of what is going on against us right now.
Yes, sir. I know it was the government that made the HIV made AIDS. And they started in Africa and within the male quiet gay community. HIV AIDS is man-made illness. I don't believe in the Big Bang theory that they just came together. That monkey with a disease and contaminated needles and other people's blood, and all of them just came together and that infected and made HIV from a monkey. I don't believe that.
Well, that's something else you need to be aware of, sister.
There's a scientist
that was on my phone the other day talking, and he was talking about all of the things that is being chemical biological warfare now, and that's what the AIDS virus and all of that comes under, that chemical biological warfare thing. These things that are made in the labs in order to kill and in order to use for population control and what have you. When the Second World War was over, the German government had some of the most ingenious, I guess you would want to say, in the world for creating things like chemical biological warfare that could be used to kill huge numbers of population by poisoning your water, putting it in your food. And a lot of people say that we are being poisoned that way right now. Dr. Umar Johnson talked about that.
I believe
we have got to understand that the satanic forces that is against us, there's no way in the world that you can tell me that the ones that use the reproductive system of our slave foremothers to produce live human beings to be sold as property is serving the Jesus Christ that we know. But whenever you start to thinking about these things, and every time Minister Louis Farrakhan gets to speak, and they want to call him, they said that he's against Jewish people, and he showed
well,
you
they
in those
hold a lot of money. The Jews, and
those,
they never said that black people were killed in the Holocaust, sir. The Jewish Holocaust, they never said that they were black people.
Our Holocaust has never stopped. It's still going on. And we lost millions in the Middle Passage.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop complaining. It's a building. We are not beggars. We are builders. And all you have to do is to look in the direction of Egypt to know where I speak. I'm speaking the truth. All of the pyramids and the monuments and the temples and what have you that was built by the people that brought the first civilization on this planet.
In current day times, they're making and building and inventing things in current day times. In current day times. I never will believe that a white person was completely responsible on their own for the internet or the computer. It's just something I don't believe.
They're not going to let you teach your children how great they are in the public school system, because this is a European school system that our children are being educated in. But that doesn't mean that you yourself can't teach your children at home. Each house can become a schoolroom for teaching the truth to your children about who you are and who we are, in order for us to get out of the condition that we're in. I mean, we got some serious teaching to do. But we can't continue to expect the ones that put us in this condition is going to tell you how to get out of the condition themselves, because they're still benefiting from. White privilege is a real thing. And that's something that I want you to understand. There is nothing that says that there should not be black privilege for the black Africans that come here, immigrate to America, then take out citizenship. When they come here, they should come into black privilege the same way with anybody that immigrates here from any of the European countries. When they get here to the United States of America, they come into white privilege.
Yes, sir.
And I personally, this is me speaking, I personally don't see anything wrong with it if they're not trying to stop me from telling the Africans that come here. I'm talking about the black Africans, because they're white Africans that come here are African-American as much as the black ones. But the only thing is the black ones that come here from Africa and get citizenship be under the same status with their black brothers here, the black Americans.
I just wonder what bad things are going to come to Africa now that Ms. Melinda Trump has been over there. Start trouble. Sorry.
Well, you're going to find out that whenever you look at it real tight, President Eisenhower, both of the Bushes, and President came here from California.